Hey, and welcome to an episode of Drunk News Commentary, or Drunk Film Commentary. Third show, right?
Which would be why he's so drunk he doesn't remember the name.
Some people can't hang.
No, they can't.
Oh.
We're just going to keep sitting here and let him go through music until he stops. I don't know.
This will be amusing on its own. We don't got a hit by it.
There we go. Drunk Film Commentary.
That's the name of the game, folks. Look us up on the Facebook, on the Google. You can hit us up at that at yahoo.com.
At what?
Drunk Film Commentary at yahoo.com.
Oh, yeah. That's a great email. That's my favorite email.
Yeah? My second favorite.
Yeah. What's your favorite?
Mine.
Oh, what's yours?
JustinTimeTunks@gmail.com.
Why don't you hit it up? Good people drop you an email.
I don't check that email.
So don't drop him a line yet.
Or do. I might see it. Who knows?
You on Twitter or anything?
Yeah. So I got the DFC one and my own, but I don't.
You're not promoting yourself because you're actually an inspiring comedian.
I know. I'm just bad at the social media shit. I got rid of my Facebook.
You got rid of your Facebook?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
I'm tired of everyone's negative bullshit on there.
You know you didn't get rid of it. It's still out there.
Yeah, I didn't deactivate it because I don't know.
I don't think you can. I think.
I don't think I can get rid of it and keep Messenger. And I don't want some people to have my phone number, so.
Yeah, that's the best way to get hold of you.
But now they can call on that shit.
I sent you a picture on Facebook Messenger.
Yeah, you can do that.
That's pretty cool. But, so this is our third show.
Listeners,
if you don't know,
listeners, feel free to hit me up, but.
If you don't know our format, we get together on a night. We do our drunk news commentary, which comes out that week. We do a movie, which comes out the next week. And then we do a third show, which is our top five. This comes out the next week after that, typically. And we do our top five based on the movie we watched, which was, Danielle?
10
Things I Hate About You.
Good flick. We enjoyed it. So listen to that podcast.
We all gave it a case or higher, so.
Yeah, we did all right. Yeah.
It's
good flick. So,
one of the better rated films.
I'm glad you guys finally liked the movie I picked.
We should keep track of that sort of stuff.
We should.
That and our top fives, too. We should have that like on our website or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But we're doing our top five Shakespeare movies.
Shakespearean inspired.
Something like that, man. Dude, I had trouble with this shit. I don't know about you guys. But and then after I watched the movie, I thought, why don't we just do high school movies? I could have done that and fucking in my sleep.
But what are we going to do when I pick American Pie?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it'll come around. We'll have to use that category eventually anyway. But my top five was tricky. So we were trying to do something Shakespeare and movies. You know, if you look it up, there's like over 1,000 movies.
Yeah.
And they're all either Othello or Julius Caesar or...
Yeah, there are a lot of them are the same.
It's just the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over.
The same story getting told since...
If I wanted to watch one, I'd be like, which one, where do I start?
Yeah. 1953.
Was what?
All of them. Just start watching.
I thought, well, like 1953 movies?
No. I'm saying in the year 1953, that's the genre that you should start watching.
Oh, that's the best one? Oh, which one?
That's where you should start from and work your way toward today?
There's... there's a Kiss Me, Kate.
Okay.
Kate. The Taming of a Shrew.
That's Kate. Catriona.
You got it.
So...
That's
a good one. Right. So that's what I'm saying. Oh, I'm sorry.
Are you starting out?
Apparently I did.
Is that your number five?
It is.
Is which one again?
Kiss Me, Kate. From 1953. It was actually a Broadway musical.
Hmm.
They took to Broadway. It's a cute movie.
So it's not a film.
It is a movie as well.
Okay.
But do not.
We're very strict around DFC.
Yeah, and
we'll take you out back and have you quartered.
Here's the bad thing. If you're a feminist, please just shut the fuck up for a minute. It's a good movie, and I understand feminists really don't like the whole Taming of the Shrew. Why should we be taint? Bitch, shut up and look at the fucking movie. It's a good goddamn movie. Shut your
mouth. Because you're mostly unreasonable.
Well, that's not true. I identify a lot with it. But I'm also a person who can look at a movie and say, it's a fucking movie. Now, when a judge tells you, all you have to do is tilt your pelvis back so that you're not penetrated and then it's not rape. Bitch, now shut the fuck up. That's a whole nother fucking feminist thing that there is. It's a different thing. Well,
yeah, there's different parts to
but
it.
But you think about the whole Kate, and if you've known anything about Taming of the Shrew,
which I didn't.
It's a guy basically forcing his beliefs onto her and making her change her mind.
Hmm.
Which women do to men all the fucking time. I'm going to change you and I'm going to love you and make you believe in what I believe. No, they're fucking not. They're going to resent you and they're going to hate you. And you're going to end up a single woman with many children. So just stop.
No
just
comment.
Stop. Sorry. Okay, go ahead. Can I have a cigarette?
No. God. You want one of mine?
That was your.
That was your number five.
That's my number five.
So,
may
you do my number five?
Yes, go ahead. Right. Sorry, I'm sorry I did that.
I had some trouble with this list. Sam, start off.
It was very easy for me.
So this film is a scene that's Shakespeare inspired.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is that okay? And it's part of Hamlet.
Nope, you're dead.
It's part of Hamlet, so this character, it's a 1980 movie.
So it's a Hamlet movie, which is a Shakespearean play.
No, the scene is Hamlet-esque. It's a scene.
Oh.
The movie is not Hamlet, it's a scene.
I thought you said
one little scene.
Okay, go ahead.
The scene is Hamlet.
If you say Star Wars, I'm going to punch you in your dick.
Yeah, it's Empire Strikes Back.
I'm
going
to fucking punch you in the dick.
It's when C-3PO has got destroyed in Cloud City. And then he gets his pieces of Chewbacca and starts looking at him, and Chewbacca holds his head up and looks at him, just like Hamlet does to poor Yurik, I guess.
Well, you know, the entire Star Wars trilogy, the original three, breaks down to Macbeth.
Yes.
Not really.
Yes, it does.
Not really.
Yeah, it does.
Very little.
No.
I did my homework on this.
If you take out all the space shit, yeah.
Oh, is that your number five?
Sorry.
No.
Okay, well, bring your number five. That's mine.
My number five
is The Empire Strikes Back.
My number five is the aptly named A Midsummer Night's Dream, because it's based on A Midsummer Night's Dream. I'm talking about the 1999 one starring Michelle Pfeiffer.
Okay.
It also had Batman.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't even bet on
crossover. Yeah, we didn't even bet. Shit.
But I have that. That's all my number four.
I'm betting at least one.
I bet zero.
You suck.
You lost.
No, I bet zero on mine.
Oh, yeah.
Actually,
yours, yeah.
Probably. Yeah, with yours.
I'm going to go with two.
Okay.
I'm going to go with two.
You already got one.
Yeah. I'm going with two. I was going to take one, and that wasn't one, but okay.
So which one was it? The
Midsummer Night's Dream, okay. The 1999 one. In the earlier podcast, I mentioned how when I was in middle school, we did that as a play. And that was, we had to watch that movie as part of it.
Okay.
You know, getting into our roles, if you will. And, yeah, it was, I don't know, it was okay.
All
right. It was a decent flick. I liked it. It had young Batman in it. And,
which one?
And Crazy Man.
Christian Bale?
Yeah, Christian Bale. Hmm. And Calista Flockhart and Michelle Pfeiffer.
Okay.
And Crazy Magic. It has Crazy Magic.
Yeah, it was all right.
Okay. All right, Danielle, what's your...
That was my four. So...
Was which one?
I did my...
Was it Midsummer Night's Dream?
Midsummer Night's Dream?
Yes.
From 90, yeah. Same one, 99?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
My number four is a little twist on Hamlet. It's a sequel, Hamlet 2.
Oh, nice.
From 2008. It's the only one in my top five that it's actually this century.
Did you actually watch it?
Yeah, I own it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's got Rock Me Sexy Jesus. Good tune. It's all right. I mean, it's got Steve Coogan in it, which is kind of acquired taste. He was in Tropic Thunder. He was okay in that. That's what kind of won me over to him. I was like, okay, I'll give him a try. And it was all right. It's
I think I saw him in opposite order, which is why I don't like him as much.
Yeah, his wife is Catherine Keener. She's cute. And she ends up leaving him, and then he ends up getting the cast. It's like the people that stand up on a chair and shit like that, stand deliver, that kind of movie, but set in a musical format where they rock out and they do a sequel to Hamlet.
Texas or?
I don't know about that, but they do a sequel to Hamlet where they involve time travel.
Yeah.
That allows Jesus and Hamlet to go back and talk to their dads and shit like that, and kind of weird, but hey, this is a rough list, man. So my number four, Hamlet 2. There we go.
I feel like you only had problems with this list because you didn't just pick your favorite out of the movies in the pool. You tried to find movies that you liked.
I've never really seen any of those movies based on Caesar's.
Really?
Shakespeare's.
Shakespeare? Not Caesar. Shakespeare.
Yeah. I remember seeing the Julius Caesar black and white one in school, and that one was cool. That's it. I mean, I'm aware of these plays a little bit, but I'm not a big Shakespeare fan.
Huh.
I don't know. I think everything's been done to death since then.
True.
So he doesn't really fit in anymore in our culture. But some people insist he does, and they keep it alive, I guess. So, I'm for that. That's cool.
I feel like he shaped.
I don't think the way I think is right, but I think it's just the way I. You know.
Yeah, no, I hear you. No, I feel like he shaped storytelling.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Oh, but, he's definitely influenced. I mean, everything's based on it now.
Yeah, but so, I'll agree. A lot of those same archetypes.
It's been done, so it's like, yeah.
And to go in the complete opposite direction of that, I thought this movie was a great retelling of a very classic story. It's a little animated film called Gnomeo and Juliet.
Gnomeo?
Yeah. They're garden gnomes, and they do the story of Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, you've seen this? Come on.
Yeah. No, it was one of my niece's favorite movies. I used to have to watch it all the time. It's actually a really cool movie.
What year did it come out?
It came out like, 10? 9, 10? I don't have that one written down.
Yeah. Okay.
11.
11, yeah.
Yeah.
Gnomeo and Juliet, huh?
Yeah. It's
garden
cute.
Gnomes.
It's cute. It's got, who does it have in it? Or is the voice actors?
Oh,
we've got a couple of famous people. I forget who was in it.
Was Justin Diamond in it?
I wish.
No.
Okay. I wouldn't be sitting here.
Okay, I'll give you that. Romeo.
Wait a minute. I'm looking it up here. Hold on. I want to see who's in it. I never saw it.
I remember it came out in theaters, but then it wasn't like it wasn't like Finding Nemo or something like that where it was huge.
Yeah.
James McAvoy, Emily Blunt,
it wasn't Pixar.
Ashley Jensen, Michael Caine, Matt Lucas, Jim Cummings. I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, Ozzy was in there.
Yes.
Who?
Ozzy.
Ozzy Osbourne?
Ozzy Osbourne. Who else you know named Ozzy?
The one from Black Sabbath?
Yeah.
That one? Okay.
Also the one
Stewart,
from Ozzy Osbourne.
Hulk Hogan.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
See, there was a bunch of people in it.
All right. Give
me
that.
Okay, cool.
That was cute.
Yeah. Now that you mentioned, I can't remember it. So that's your number four?
Yeah, it's my number four.
So, number three. Number three for me is West
Wait,
Side.
Don't we do number three?
No, that was number four. I'm on to number three.
You didn't start. You were in
I
it.
I did start.
Yeah, she was the starter.
Okay.
Way to catch up, little tomato.
Number three.
West Side Story. It's basically...
You know who's in that?
It's basically Romeo and Juliet again.
Yeah, it's a Romeo and Juliet.
But with a lot of snapping.
The sharks and the jets.
You know who's in that?
Who?
Rita Moreno.
Oh, jeez.
Guess who called me this week on my cell phone?
Rita Moreno.
Fucking A right.
Why?
Well, we got on the radio show at work.
Oh.
And I called her from the office phone, but then all she had was my cell phone. And she called me on her cell phone. Interesting part about Rita Moreno's cell phone number, there's a 666 in it.
Neat.
Yeah. But do you know Rita Moreno? Yeah.
Not very much.
She's coming back in January with
was she Maria?
With a one.
Maria.
Yeah, she was the main
Maria.
Chick, right?
All right. So my dad, who isn't racist, I don't know how you say it. Anyways, his question was always, how does a white guy run through the barrio screaming Maria and only one chick comes to the fucking window?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. There we go. We lost our Mexican listeners.
And by the way, she was not Maria.
Adios.
She was Anita. She was Anita.
Anita?
Anita what?
Anita. That was Rita's character was Anita. She was the one who helped Maria get dressed.
She wasn't Maria? She was the main chick?
No, no, that was Natalie Wood.
Oh, yeah. Well, what did Rita Moreno win an Oscar for?
I don't know.
Supporting?
She won an Oscar, a Grammy,
she
a Tony.
She is gorgeous. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I was glad she called me. What do you think?
Born on December
11th,
1931.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So she's 85.
Yeah.
Turning 86. What was she?
She's a seamstress, yeah. Well, she was going to help Maria get dressed, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay, okay. But she did. She won an Oscar, a Tony, a Grammy, and a the other one, Emmy.
Oh, nice. Oh, she got it on.
Yeah, yeah.
On one movie. She's, nice.
No, no. Throughout.
Oh, okay. Nice. Yeah, well, there's not too many EGOTers.
She's one of 12.
Her, yeah, her.
I got her fucking number on my cell phone.
Her Whoopi.
Should we call her up? Put her on the air.
No.
Hey Rita, you want to be on our podcast?
I'll give you every dollar in my pocket to do it.
No.
I'm not bullshitting.
No.
She wouldn't even answer. I get her voicemail anyway. That's what happened. I called her, got her voicemail, and then she somehow saw my email, which got my cell phone number, and called me. So, but yeah, that was my experience with Rita Moreno this week.
Nice.
It was pretty exciting. But my turn for number three?
Yes.
Yes.
My number three is remembering somebody that just left us recently, Mr. Gene Wilder.
Hello?
In Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, 1971.
And which play is that?
Well, there's several quotes that he that Gene Wilder just takes directly from Shakespeare.
Okay.
He a couple times he says, "It's my soul that calls upon my name." That's from Romeo and Juliet. And then he says, "In the springtime, the only pretty ring time, birds sing, hey ding, a ding a ding, sweet lovers love the spring." And that's from As You Like It. I think he says something else. But anyway, he has a couple of great lines from Willy Wonka. And I love that movie, and Gene Wilder just passed, and that was kind of sad. So that's my number three, Willy Wonka.
Okay. I can get behind that.
Hey.
My number three. I took a little bit of liberty, like I knew Jason would, and kind of do a movie with a scene in it. And yeah. I went with, I don't know, you guys might not have heard of it. It's, you might want to get your Googler ready.
Yeah, can't do it.
Okay. Okay, then don't get it ready. It's 1998's Space Jam.
Space what?
Space Jam. I don't know if you ever heard of it. It's pretty good. It's got Michael Jordan in it and Bugs Bunny. And there's one scene where Bugs Bunny pops up and he does a little scene from Macbeth where he holds the skull and he does all that.
You kidding me? You got a screensaver of that up there?
I can find it.
It does happen. Mm-hmm. I do remember that.
Yeah.
Damn, really.
What's your number three?
That's my number three.
God damn it. You might have to eliminate with a Space Jam for Justin.
Dude, if I can get Space Jam in there reasonably, I'm doing it.
I've
made that my goal.
Might make a banning, maybe. Maybe one more. But, okay, that's your number three.
My number three.
All right, number twos.
My number two is Romeo and Juliet from 1996 with Leonardo.
Is that Leo?
Raprio and,
what's her name?
Is that Claire Danes?
Claire Danes.
Yeah,
is it her, really?
Yeah.
And you know what it is for me?
Wow.
I think it's great, the rapping that they do, but it's the music. The whole...
They rap in it?
No, the whole movie is in iambic pentameter.
Yeah.
What the fuck does that mean?
That's where
it's gotta be.
And then I was trolling through the surface of the water, and I was talking like this, and I blah, 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 and shit kind of rhymes and shit.
Like Dr. Seuss?
The way Shakespeare wrote all this shit, yeah, whatever.
Like her speech, that was like Dr. Seuss.
Yeah. Yeah.
The 10 things, or the 14 things I hate about you.
Yeah.
But,
hers wasn't even really
close to it.
No,
but
not even close.
Okay, so what happens in this?
It's Romeo and Juliet. But
okay.
It's just a
the music garbage is in there, and
it's got the modern soundtrack.
Yeah, it was the more, I mean, it was right after high school, so.
It's Romeo
the
and Juliet set
really
on Venice Beach.
But was it as high school-y as this one? That's 10 things?
No, it
was a lot more classically themed.
It, yeah,
okay.
It wasn't
kind of
like
the feel
this.
Of this
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
Okay.
my father won't let me talk
to her. Is there Rose by any other name? And yeah. He's underneath her, and she's out on the deck, and she's talking about the only thing that separates us is our names, and that's horrible that the Montagues and the Capulets and the... And she's saying it, and he's under...
the Capricorn.
Capulets. And he hears her, and then he starts his little poem back, and, like, she looks over, and, you know, like, it's one of those things. So it's a really cute, and it follows right into the whole thing of they go to the priest, and they get married, and then they're told, no, you're not married, and then they buy poison, and they're going to kill themselves if what happens.
It's,
you know,
a pretty literal adaptation of the story set in modern times. As literal as you can get, set in Venice Beach.
But they're driving in fucking kick-ass souped-up cars and shooting golden guns at each other.
Yeah, there's lit-up signs. And
it's almost like a...
Is this by the same dude that did the new Great Gatsby with Leo DeHaar? The same dude? The Baz Luhrmann or whatever his name is?
Baz Luhrmann, yeah.
The same dude? Okay.
Same guy.
He did that all flashy and shit.
Yep.
I was going to say, they're pretty similar in style, so yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It was the guy who played Mercutio. Mercutio. Thank you. Harold something. Harold Percuni. Percunio. I don't know. Anyways, Percunio. I don't know. He is the one who fucking cracks me up.
Oh, Magoo was Mr. Howell on Goes in Silence.
Where they take this,
Mr. Magoo.
Yeah.
This movie is kind of sort of adapted to the nowadays where they're taking ecstasy and going to parties.
Yeah.
And dressing as drag queens because they don't give a fuck who sees them the way they are, type of thing. But yet, they speak in Shakespearean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
it's kind of like you ever see Blade 2?
No.
You know, well, in Blade 2, they're, like, at raves the whole time. It's like that, but if they said shit, like, they were in Shakespeare.
And they're talking about go fuck yourself, but they're saying it gorgeously. Like, they're just...
Why don't I go fornicate thyself with a porcupine?
Well, Shakespeare was great at throwing in the innuendos and shit like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I mean, he invented how many fucking words? Like, at least 10.
Paul Rudd was in that movie, by the way. Everybody loves Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
They do love Paul Rudd.
So that's your number two.
That's my number two?
My number two is a 1973 movie, which I think I had on our list once. I don't remember what it was. Starring Vincent Price. It's called Theater of Blood.
Oh.
And this is a movie that I picked up at a rummage sale for that. I found like a dollar. And I brought it home and watched it. I was like, oh, Vincent Price, he's kind of cool. I was like early 20s. And I saw it. I was like, holy fuck, this is kick-ass. It has to do with Shakespeare because he plays a Shakespearean actor. And he gets all these shitty reviews from all the critics. All the critics don't like him. So he's all brokenhearted. He's going to go commit suicide. So he jumps into the river and commits suicide and kills himself. But Justin, the thing is that he doesn't actually kill himself. He's still alive.
What?
And he comes back 2 years later. And he avenges all these critics.
Suicide.
Each one of these critics he takes and he kills in a different Shakespearean fashion. He takes each one, like, does it, and it was great. It was cool. It was a good flick. And Vincent Price, if you're a fan of Vincent Price and you're not sure which kind of movie to watch, Dr. Fibes, so both those are great, but Theater of Blood is also a great Vincent Price kind of cheesy horror film, you know, in that Evil Dead kind of reign, because it is cheesy, you know, and they know it's time. It's Batman style. They know what they're doing. They're having fun. But 1973, Theater of Blood.
My number two is it's yet again another Hamlet inspired film, starring Canada's own Rick Moranis, called Strange Brew.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That's a good flick.
Which one? What Shakespeare is that?
It's Hamlet.
How so?
I don't fucking remember. I don't know. It was on the list, and I like.
Be ready for follow up questions, Aaron.
Yeah, this is the one I'm not ready for follow up questions on.
What's your number one?
Don't worry about it.
No, it's your number two, right?
That's my number two. Yeah.
Strange Brew.
I like the movie, but I don't remember how it's Hamlet-esque.
I kind of felt the same way. That's why I didn't put it in my
top five.
But okay, cool. Yeah, Strange Brew's a good one.
Yeah.
All right, number ones.
I have a feeling we all know what my number one is.
Space Jam.
Space Jam.
No.
Is it Theater of Blood? Is
no,
it a crossover?
You guys are wrong. You guys are wrong.
You sure?
I'm gonna go with 10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh, does that count?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that Shakespearean film?
Kind of. I mean, a little bit. A little bit.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of Taming of the Shrew.
It even kind of sounds like it. 10 Things I Hate About You. It has the same kind of alliteration.
True. Yeah. It's got the same amount of syllables.
But yeah, you gave it a case from the reviews, right?
A case and a wine cooler.
A keg.
Oh, a keg. Yeah, keg's the top one. Yeah, I'm forgetting.
God, you guys suck.
I know.
Cool. Good. My number one?
Yours.
My number one is from 1996. It's narrated by Lemmy. It's a great movie. It's on YouTube right now. You can watch it for free if you want. It's called Tromeo and Juliet. Anybody seen Tromeo and Juliet?
I have not.
I've never even fucking heard of that shit.
You ever heard of Troma? The Toxic Avenger?
Okay.
The Poultrygeist movies?
Poultrygeist?
Yeah. Killer Chickens, yeah. This is a company called Troma.
I don't think I've ever seen any of them.
They do these low-budget, but dirty-as-fuck movies. Gory titties, all everything. And this was Tromeo and Juliet. Came out in 1996. This is the most popular one. It was Lemmy was a narrator.
Initial release, February 28th, 1997.
Oh, I forgot 96. But it's more or less a faithful adaptation of the play, except with additions of extreme amount of sexuality and violence.
Holy shit. Yeah, I'm watching it.
As well as a revised ending. I can give away the ending. You're probably not going to watch this. But the ending, they find out that Romeo and Juliet are brother and sister.
Oh, shit. And they still bone?
Yeah. They stick together. And their kids are all fucking deformed and stuff. And
cool.
They like a flash forward, way back in the future. And they're all fucking got shit around their face and stuff. So this movie is...
Even though it doesn't happen like that, it starts with Down syndrome out.
It's totally exploitation at this film. It's fucking great. It's great at that because it's funny. It's kind of like a softcore porno mixed with a gross out gore flick, but it also has these Romeo and Juliet moments in there where they do put it together. And
okay, I'm sorry. I have to read this tagline.
Okay, let's hear it. Have you seen this?
I've never seen
this. Okay.
Body
I know you guys
piercing,
gotta see this.
Kinky sex, that
reminds me. Dismemberment. I gotta get tagline ready.
The things that made Shakespeare great.
Yeah, it was...
That is the actual tagline, and that's the only one.
When I saw this in 96, 97, I forgot a video. I remember someone brought it over, and I watched it. It was so low budget, I was like, But then I watched it later on, and I learned to appreciate it for being low budget and being... It looks like VHS tape that they're filming on.
$350,000.
But there's these awesome... There's these awesome dream sequences.
People's houses cost more than that.
There's these, like, crazy-ass wild dream sequences where there's one point where Juliet's, like, going up to Tromeo, and he has, like, this monster cock, which is actually a monster cock that comes out of his pants. It's all like stop motion animation and this monster guy trying to eat her.
Oh boy.
There's another scene where she thinks she's pregnant and she has a dream that she's pregnant and they rip it open and it's popcorn coming out. And then Tromeo jumps in there and starts eating her out.
Eating the popcorn out
like
or eating her?
Kind of both. It's really popcorn
like
porn.
If Gore made a movie.
Gore did make a movie.
Yeah, it is very reminiscent of old Guar.
It's called Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, that was the best one.
If Guar made Romeo and Juliet.
It definitely has that feel of that kind of quality of film.
Okay.
But this is made much better.
Okay.
Made much better.
I'm watching the trailer right now.
Oh, it's crazy. Oh, boy. Yeah. You would like it, I think. I think you would like it. If you haven't seen it yet.
I actually think I would like
it.
This is
crazy.
Weird.
It's definitely fucking weird. So, Tromeo and Juliet. It's by Troma Films, which is why they called it Tromeo and Juliet. It's kind of stealing their name. They did Toxic Avenger. They have tons of movies. This is like one of their better ones, though. They have tons of movies. Recently, they did Poultrygeist 1 and 2, which is about possessed
chickens. Yeah.
So, but yeah, I recommend check out. It's free on YouTube. You can watch it right on YouTube. so you don't even have to rent it. I was giving anybody a dollar. Just tune in. And that's my number one. I watched it at work yesterday.
Nice.
Yeah.
So. Nice. All right, so we're to my number one then.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
It's my second Hamlet or inspired one. It's a little story about a lion cub named Simba.
Oh, boy.
His father, Mufasa, and his uncle, Scar. What was it, 97, I think?
No, that was 94, dude.
94, yeah. Film called Little Lion King.
Yeah, the same year as Pulp Fiction and shit.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen Lion King.
I've seen it in theaters twice.
I've seen the play. In Florida.
I haven't seen the
play.
I was
at Disney and we went and saw that.
So was it obviously a Shakespeare thing or just something that was brought up later on? It's like, oh, it's kind of ripped him off.
Down to, funny story. Mufasa's brother Scar, his name before he got his scar to get the name Scar, was I forget what it is, but it's the Swahili word for trash, like garbage.
Okay.
So his name was Garbage, and then it was Scar. So uh-huh. I can kind of understand why he'd kill his brother, whose name was, like, really good. Well, I forget what the fuck it was. I'm drunk.
Mufasa?
Yeah, but it meant something really good. I can't remember what it was.
Okay.
It was, like, leader or some bullshit, or, like, giant cock or something. I don't know. But, yeah. But down to the point where he was holding a fate, like, a different skull, but it was a skull.
Yeah.
And he said some Hamlet lines and shit.
Cool. Alright, that's our top five. Let's go over them real quick again one more time in case everyone dozed off while we were talking. Danny, go through your five to one.
Kiss Me? Or, I'm sorry. Hold on. I was still reading. I was trying to figure out what Mufasa means. I was Googling it. I'm like, wait.
Yeah, there's a whole thread about it I've read before.
That's what I'm looking at.
I can start.
And I don't.
My number five was The Empire Strikes Back, the Hamlet scene. My number four was Hamlet 2, though not an actual Shakespeare play. I'm taking it anyway. Number three is Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, because they sold a lot of lines. Number two was Theater of Blood, because Vincent Price is a fucking badass. And number one is Romeo and Juliet, which I think you both need to watch.
Evidently.
My number five was A Midsummer Night's Dream, the 1999 version, for obvious reasons. Number four was Romeo and Juliet, because I thought it was really cute. Three was
when you said that, I thought you were going to say Romeo. I thought you said that. I was like, wait, you got mine?
Yeah, that'd be funny.
Yeah.
No, three was Space Jam, because of the scene where Bugs pops up and he does the whole Shakespeare bit. And number two was Strange Brew, because Rick Moranis cracks me up, and I forget the other guy, Tony whatever.
Shalhoub?
No. Danza? No, it's not Monk, and it's not the boss.
Tony. Only I know.
And then my number one was Lion King.
Nice.
Okay, sorry. I was still trying to figure out what Mufasa means, and I have yet to do so. My number one was Kiss Me, Kate.
Number five, then.
Number five, sorry. Four was Midsummer Night's Dream, because we had a crossover.
The 99 version. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. West Side Story.
Living in the West Side Story.
And then Romeo and Juliet, and 10 Things I Hate About
Romeo plus Juliet.
Romeo and Juliet.
So we had, you guys had the one crossover. I had zero.
Yeah.
So I won.
You win.
All right. What did I win?
You win a
t-shirt.
You won.
All right. I always wanted a t-shirt. But, all right, that's our top five. What's our next movie, I guess?
Well, the taglines for our next movie.
Oh, boy. It's Justin's pick.
Can I Google the tagline?
No, you cannot.
If you have any recommendation, no, don't Google. If you have any recommendations on what to put in our random next.
We do have some open slots on the random generator.
Well, what we do is we each pick a movie. And then the fourth week, because there are three of us, the fourth week, we pick from our random list. And some of the slots are empty now. And if you want to get a movie on the slot, drop us a line at drunkfilmcommentary@yahoo.com. And we'll throw it in there. You never know, might get picked.
Yeah.
By a random movie generator. So, Justin, our next movie is...
Well, the taglines for it are, "Some things are better left top secret," is the first one.
Huh. Top Secret?
We can't do Top Secret again.
It is not Top Secret. That was a good movie, though.
Something okay. That better left Top Secret. Or another Val really Kilmer like fucking thing.
Spy Kids?
No. Okay. No, God, no.
Okay.
Something. No, it's a really good movie. That's kind of a shitty tagline for it.
Okay, you have another one or a year or something?
There's three of them, and it came out in 2002. I got three taglines.
Jesus.
2002.
Yeah.
Hey, no, quit.
I'm not allowed to Google.
Yeah.
It sucks.
2002.
His future was uncertain. His every move was being watched.
Born Identity?
No.
Born movie?
No, but I get it. Okay. I get it. These taglines are not helping you guys at all.
2002.
You're a supporting actor.
All right, hold on. Give me one second.
Why did you close my computer? I'm very upset.
2002. I think you're on 2002.
My life ended.
Nothing came out in 2002. Hold on. Just
Mel Gibson in it?
Talk amongst yourself. I don't think so.
You don't think so? What do you mean? Have you seen this movie?
Yeah.
Damn it. Hope you guys pick movies that we can talk about.
Oh, this is a good movie. You're going to be like, oh, yeah, that's a good movie. Good job, Justin.
Oh, boy.
You're going to be like, oh, yeah, I really like that one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Oh, wait, 2002, is it Attack of the Clones?
No.
That's 2002.
No.
Oh, I know I saw it that year.
George Clooney is the supporting actor, I guess.
Wait, and what were the taglines? Yeah, right? I'm like, a brother... We're out there? We're out
there? No, it's not that movie. Some things are better left top secret. His future was uncertain. His every move was being watched.
The fuck?
Are you sure it's not The Born Identity?
Yes.
It came out in 2002.
Do you want the last tagline?
Okay.
I guess we're fucking dumb.
When you lead two different lives, it's easy to forget what side you're on. It just sounds more like a Born Identity movie. I'm sorry.
Is this a franchise movie or is it a one-time movie?
It's a one-time movie.
Fuck.
It's got George Clooney.
Fuck.
It's got Drew Barrymore. It's
what?
Got Julia Roberts, Brad Pitt, Maggie Gyllenhaal, and Matt Damon.
It wasn't that Mexican
one of the Ocean's movies?
No.
The
but
Mexican
it's also got
movie?
Chuck Barris in it.
It's not the Mexican?
That doesn't really help you out much. I'll tell you this much, though. Matt Damon and Brad Pitt are just in it for one scene. But Julia Roberts, Drew Barrymore, and George Clooney are the supporting actors and actresses throughout the whole film.
The fuck? She's looking at her computer. She's frozen now.
Because I just looked up 2002 movies, and I'm like, because I knew Born Identity was 2002.
It's a good movie. You guys are both going to be like, I forgot about that
I've
one.
I've got Signs and Panic Room.
You want the taglines again?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think
okay.
Wait, it's not
some things,
New York.
Some things are better left top secret.
Harry Potter.
His future was left or his future was uncertain. His every move was being watched. When you lead two different lives, it's easy to forget what side you're on.
They really sound like Born Identity. I can't get
it. Is it called The Negotiator or some shit like that?
No, it's not.
And it's not the Ocean's movie.
And it's not an Ocean's movie, no.
No, I'm lost.
It's not even a heist movie.
Who's
really.
The star? Is it George Clooney?
No, George Clooney is not the star. He's
okay, you gotta get some stars.
The star is Sam Rockwell.
Sam Rockwell.
Yeah, unless I Google George Clooney 2002 movies, I'm not gonna know.
I don't. Yeah, I'm not getting this, dude. I'm sorry.
Confessions of a Dangerous Mind.
What the fuck is that?
What? You've never seen that?
What?
Oh, my God.
That's a movie?
Yeah. You've never heard of Chuck Barry? I said it's the real
first
guy's name.
First fucking thing that came up, Confessions of a Dangerous Mind.
It's an amazing movie. Oh, my God. You're going to shit your pants. It's all about the guy who wrote The Dating Game and The Gong Show, and he was actually a secret agent.
Is that the one
with Sam Rockwell and George Clooney and Drew Barrymore and Julia Roberts?
Game show television producer Chuck Barris is at the height of his career.
It's a true-to-life adaptation.
Game, one of the network's top shows, just been given the post of hosting his latest brainchild, The Gong Show. Wow. No, I've never seen this.
Wow.
Claims to have killed 33 people.
Yeah.
He works for the CIA.
He was a secret agent, yeah.
So I've been a television producer. In addition, I have murdered 33 human beings.
I talked to a psychic today, and she said that you are going to be very successful.
A pretty girl asked three handsome guys questions, and she picks one to date.
So we probably should have played
it,
the trailer.
That's the show.
Jesus.
The future was uncertain.
I'm playing right now.
Sorry about your show. Are you okay?
Thank you very much. I don't remember this movie at all.
Every move was being watched. Right. We're going to have to watch it. And it's almost 2 hours.
The CIA is having...
I like Sam Rockwell, so...
Alright.
It's 2 hours, but it's a fast 2 hours.
The edge of your hand against your adversary's Adam's apple. It's Goldberg.
Hi, Chuck. I have a hole in my daytime schedule.
It's The Gong Show.
He's doing The Gong Show.
Did you not hear what I read?
I don't remember this movie one bit.
Thank you, sir.
Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. What made you decide this, Justin Tan?
I like the movie.
That'd be fucking crazy. I told you.
I thought it'd be something we would have a lot to talk about once you watch the movie and be like, oh, wow.
Alright.
Because it's based on an actual guy's, like, supposedly true story.
Alright. Yeah. I'm you piqued my interest, I guess. So.
Piked? You mean Pete?
And we got another Drew Barrymore episode here.
Another one.
2 out of 3.
Hey.
What do you say we're
later? Not doing Drew Barrymore.
I never said it.
What could be our top 5 on this one?
Julia Roberts and Sam Rockwell as Chuck Barris.
Biographical adaptation.
Someone changed sides.
It's over. Finish your history.
Is this actual true, or is it kind of based true?
Well,
no, it's based almost perfectly on his journals that he left before the end of the film happened.
So biopics kind of thing?
So
biopic, yeah.
Big Lebowski.
Those aren't biopics.
No, but it's loosely based on...
No, this is pretty...
This is?
It's pretty hardcore based,
right,
yeah.
I guess we'll find out. Our top 5s will argue about it and figure it out.
Next up on DLC. I can't believe none of you, at least you've never seen it.
Nope. They took my pick.
No, next is random pick.
I said, we took my pick.
Well, it'll be about time for Halloween. So.
Hey, thanks for listening, everybody.
We appreciate it. We really do. I know we
I'm JTB
but...
with me is
Danny
and
Justin fucking time.
Cheers, motherfucker.
Drink, drink, the glasses clink, making tinkling music till the dawn is breaking. Clang, clang, who cares a dang? What's the difference when you're on a spree? Over the teeth, behind the gums, look up, so here she comes. I have another drink on me. Gurgle, 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 gurgle. Gurgle, 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 gurgle. Tickle, 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 tickle. Find the demon, find the tickle. Doesn't even pump the tickle. Now watch it down. Oh, clink, clink. No more to drink. I had a summer full, but now it's gone. A drink, a drink. The glasses clink. Like the anvil chorus in my media. Though the stuff was smooth as soap, from now on I'll stick to milk. Nothing else to drink for me.